AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio. You're listening to The Morning Quest, finding joy in the journey with Josh and Allison.
I love it, finding joy in the journey, and that's exactly what we desire to do here. And our next segment here, you know, I have this wonderful little box called Table Topics Happiness, and it's a conversation starter kit. So I've got a question for you all here. And I think, too, it relates to Advent, preparing for the coming of Christ. So question for you all, what do you sometimes take for granted?
I think just about everything now. Yeah. I mean, you think, can you, I was on a flight, and what's the first thing? You know, you get there, and I was asked someone, like, how was the flight, man? He's like, it's terrible. Mm. There's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
No in-flight movie. The only meals they had were vegetarian. All I can think of, could you imagine asking that kind of question to, like, a pioneer from the 1800s?
Oh, my gosh.
The Donner Party.
Yeah. It's like, how was the cross-country trip with your family? Quite successful. Some of us lived. Oh, okay.
Some of us lived, and we had, you know, 5 kids were born.
Exactly. It was crazy, right? Yeah. I found this out. I mean, you think about ice cream. Like, you can go to a Cold Stone Creamery and get, like, you know, your chocolate chip Oreo Whopper ice cream folded in with chicken McNuggets. I don't know what you put in there. But I think actually one of the King Louis from France actually had to send servants, like, I don't know, miles up mountains. Like, maybe, I don't know what mountains are in the Alps, maybe, just to get ice to refrigerate ice cream.
Wow.
Yeah. The journey was long. The path was treacherous. There was no guaranteed survival. That's why the first flavor was Rocky Road. So,
my gosh. Dun-dun-dun.
But it is true. That is, because they didn't have frigid refrigeration systems.
And we have a refrigerator where I can adjust the temperature of the water that comes out of the dispenser.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I didn't know
you were that bougie, Dave. Yeah. Wow.
Well, it was a scratch and dent. So we got a deal.
Good deal.
Got a deal on it, absolutely.
So yeah, so Josh, you're talking about other situations. So in your life, you know, what are some things that you think you sometimes take for granted?
Oh, I think so much. I mean, if even just this morning, I was getting out of my house and into my car, and the first thing, it's 28, and I'm like, I can't believe I've got to deal with this cold for the next 2 minutes until the AC is cranking. You know what I mean? And all I can think of is, I don't think I would survive 100 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, I just wouldn't. I would go outside, it would be cold, and I'd be like, I quit. That's it. You know, I don't know. I just don't think I would be adept for survival then. And so, I mean, just kidding aside, I think pretty much every modern luxury we have nowadays, the fact that I can access scripture or this brilliant exegesis on Google or ChatGPT, we have Wikipedia or just I can get my favorite papal encyclical off of Amazon.
You can microwave a potato in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, all these things and just what people would do to have those kinds of resources back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And I think we take for granted, I'll just throw out, I think this is a blanket for everybody, family, health, you know, those are things we take for granted, and just be thankful to God every day that we have those things.
Absolutely.
Amen.
If we
do.
One last thing on that note, if you're with somebody, now not to be morbid, but just think about if you're frustrated at someone you love, think, how would I deal with this person? How would I treat this person in this moment if this was the last time I was going to see them?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What beautiful way to end, Josh.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.